This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Here's something to think about. It's a Friday evening and most people have already left for the weekend. But on the 14th floor, a small group is still deep in conversation. The CEO, CFO, legal team, and a couple of bankers. A merger is being planned, but the HR isn't in the room. HR finds out on Monday. Although HR was not asked, they were informed that they have 90 days to complete the merger, during which someone must address the duplicate roles, compensation structures, communication plan, and the impact on company culture. Welcome to Sherm Global Radio. I'm your host, Neerja, and what we discussed isn't just a theory. It's actually what often occurs in M&A meetings. Today, we will explore what happens when two organizations merge. We'll also see if HR is involved during key moments or if they come in after everyone else has left. What is M&A? It often feels like a finance talk packed with numbers, valuations, and term sheets. But many mergers struggle not because of the deal itself, but because people, cultures, and leadership fail to align. At its core, M&A involves two groups of people merging into one, sharing systems, reporting lines, and a future together. And navigating that takes more than spreadsheets. It takes HR to be part of the conversation from the very beginning. Let me walk you through three moments in a typical M&A where HR's absence creates problems that take years to fix. The first is due diligence. Many people see due diligence as a financial task. It involves financials, contracts, and liabilities, but people due diligence is also important. This includes headcount, pay ranges, and a quick check on attrition. What almost never gets examined is culture. Whether the top 50 people in the acquired company want to stay, whether there are dynamics in the management layer that the numbers will never show, are the values that made this company appealing on paper truly practiced, or are they just posted on a wall? HR knows how to ask those questions, but in most deals, HR isn't in the room. The acquiring company buys something it doesn't fully understand. Then 6 months later, it finds out what it missed. The second is communication. The moment a deal is announced, the clock starts. And every employee on both sides wants to know one thing. What does the merger mean for me? Am I going to have a job? Who will I report to? Will the culture I joined this company for still exist in a year? These are not questions HR can answer on the fly. They need a communication strategy that is ready before the announcement, not built in reaction to it. When that doesn't happen, rumors spread and the talented people, the ones with options, start taking calls from recruiters because uncertainty, when it goes unaddressed, reads as a reason to leave. The third is integration. This is where the real work happens. Reporting structures get redesigned, systems get harmonized. Two cultures that have never met are suddenly expected to find a common language. And in most organizations, this planning only begins after the deal closes, which means HR is designing the bridge while people are already trying to cross it. The result is confusion, disengagement, and eventually the attrition numbers that everyone points to 2 years later as proof that the deal didn't deliver. Now let's talk about what changes when HR has a seat at the table from day one. Because this isn't about HR wanting a title or a moment in the spotlight. It's about what the organization gets when people's expertise is part of the strategy and not the aftermath. HR in due diligence means the organization buys with its eyes open. A proper people audit like leadership assessment, culture mapping, attrition risk analysis, and compensation structure review should be done, which gives the deal team a realistic picture of what they are acquiring. Not just assets and revenue, but the human infrastructure that generates both. It also helps identify the retention risk early. Who are the 20 people this acquisition is really about? What will it take to keep them? That conversation needs to happen before the deal closes, not after they have handed in their notice. HR and communication planning means the narrative is built, not improvised. When HR is part of the deal team, the communication strategy is ready at the moment when the announcement is made. Employees hear something clear, honest, and timely, like what is happening, what it means to them, and what comes next. That doesn't eliminate anxiety, no, but it does replace rumor with information. And that is not a small thing in a transition. And finally, HR integration means culture is treated as a deliverable, not an afterthought. The most effective integrations are the ones where someone asks early about what we are trying to build here. Not which company wins, not whose processes survive, but what kind of organization do we want to be on the other side of this? That question belongs to HR. And the answer is the vision, the values, and the behaviors that will define how the merged entity is built. If left alone, the culture doesn't merge, it collides. So here's what I leave you with. The deal gets signed in the boardroom, but it succeeds or fails in the hallways, the team meetings, and the quiet decisions that good people make about whether to stay. They were never finance problems. HR needs to be in that room before the ink is dry. I'll catch you again next month.
This is Shyam Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.